The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Stromness Whaling Station, where Shackleton crafted the rescue mission of his men from Elephant Island, is now under restoration. It was on the brink of collapse, but it has an incredible and indelible link to Ireland, this base of Shackleton's in South Georgia. Alison Neal is Chief Executive of the South Georgia Heritage Trust and is on the line. Alison, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, explain to us, first of all, Shackleton's incredible journey and then his return journey, because it centres around this whaling station which was in disrepair.
That's right. So people may not realise that Shackleton was actually on the island of South Georgia before the start of his journey, famous journey on Endurance. He and the crew of Endurance were there. They took soundings from the whalers who were actually at the island, and a lot of them were from Britain, you know, from Norway. And they told Shackleton that the ice was really bad in the Antarctic that year. But Shackleton was determined to go forth, so he did, and we all know what happened, that the Endurance was trapped in the ice, and the men had to leave the vessel, and they were actually camping on ice floes for 10 months. And then, of course, the ice floe broke up. They had to get to Elephant Island, and even though they were on dry land, they were still stranded, and they were basically living off what they could forage from the sea. So they knew that they had to try and find rescue. So they took one of the lifeboats, the James Caird, and about half a dozen of them went to South Georgia in that flimsy little vessel across the Southern Ocean for many miles. And after, you know, months and months of living on the ice floe, it must have been horrendous. Well, they finally made it to South Georgia, but they were on the wrong side of the island because they'd come up from the Antarctic. So they reached the south side of South Georgia, and actually all of the whaling stations and all hope of rescue was on the other side. So Shackleton, along with Frank Worsley and another Irishman, Tom Sheen, made the 36-hour non-stop walk across South Georgia's mountainous and very icy interior. At certain points, they must have been really just wanting to lay down and die, to be honest. But when they got to the kind of hill above Stromness, they heard the whistles from the whaling station. And even though they couldn't really see where they were going, they took a kind of leap into the unknown and just slid down and actually managed to get to Stromness Whaling Station.
How long did they take to recover before they set off again?
So when they got to the whaling station, I mean, you know, they were in some state. They were so dishevelled, they were emaciated from living on the ice for such a long time. And as they walked through the whaling station, people didn't recognise them. They were horrified. And so the manager of the Stromness Whaling Station opened the door and said, "Who the hell are you?" You know. But anyway, he took them in, he gave them a hot meal, they had a bath. The whaling manager was delighted to see them. And then they all basically sat down and immediately started to plan the rescue, firstly of the men who were at the other side of South Georgia, waiting, you know, who'd come over in that lifeboat, and then ultimately the rescue of all of the crew and the Endurance. But there were several attempts to do that, and it was only in August of 1916 that they actually managed to retrieve those men, and they got to the manager's villa in May. So, yeah, a good stretch.
It's an incredible story, one of legend almost. But the whaling station itself had fallen into disrepair. The good news is something is happening there.
That's right. So basically the whaling at Stromness stopped in the mid-1960s because, you know, the whales had been slaughtered and hunted to almost extinction. Although fortunately now with protected waters, those whales are coming back. And as part of the positive story of conservation for the island, our charity, the South Georgia Heritage Trust, has managed to raise over £3 million to actually go to the island this season. And our team are on there as we speak, and they are basically conserving the manager's villa to make sure that it doesn't fall down in a heap and is lost forever. So we're nearly there now. They're working on the roof at this point in time, just hoping for a few days without snow so that they can get on and actually make those repairs.
Well, if you'll pardon the pun, it is a monument to human endurance, that whaling station, and it's great to know that it is going to be preserved as that monument to the great human spirit of Shackleton and Tom Crean and his colleagues. Fantastic story. Okay. Alison, thank you very much for joining us. Alison Neal is Chief Executive of the South Georgia Heritage Trust.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.